one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
.org for a complete list of DART destination partners. There's a bunch of them. DART, we'll take you there. And then we'll take you somewhere else, you can say.
The Ticket.
Kenny Rogers gives up 5 home runs as the Rangers lose to the Yankees 7-6, the final. One of them happened to be to a former Ranger. You may know him as A-Rod.
Alex Rodriguez has just left the building.
On the call, courtesy of Fox Sports Net, Rogers hasn't beaten the Yankees in 7 starts, but don't despair. Rangers and Pinstripes play again at 3:05 this afternoon. In NCAA baseball playoffs, Texas Southern shocks the defending national champion Rice Owls by a score of 4-3. Texas wins over Youngstown State 10-3, and TCU falls to Oral Roberts by a score of 6-5. There's a 3-way tie for first at the Memorial. Ben Curtis, Justin Rose, and Stephen Ames are all at 7-under for the tournament. Tied a stroke back of them is KJ Choi, Fred Couples, and Ernie Els. They are at 6-under. Tiger Woods, after shooting a 68 yesterday, is tied for 8th. He is at 4-under for the tournament. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, weekends from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, what's another word for thesaurus?
Glad you brought that up. 9:51 on the ticket. T-Box winding down at Grapevine Area Cowboys Golf Course. This is right, yeah. It's right off Highway 26 in Fairway Drive.
Rick, you are wheels off today.
Come on out, and you'll get certificates for $30 off your next round of golf if you call 817-481-7277. They'll give you rounds tomorrow for $40 off, mere $99 for a Sunday round
bucks.
Of golf.
They still have a few tee times left, and a great deal out here. Not only because you get great golf, it's the best golf out here, out in the Metroplex that you could play, and the course is in phenomenal shape, but you get all the food you can eat. You know, the beverages on any time. Come in early for breakfast, go play, come back, have lunch, go hit balls, have dinner. Make a day out of it.
All right, a lot of people want to thank Joe Munch and Rick Deloach and Mark Afton out here at Cowboys for having us out. And Jason doing the engineering, and Alan and Mike doing a great job promotions, and lovely Gina and Lee, our ticket chicks. Back at the station, Jason, MR, and Layla.
Love you.
And where's the rant today?
They're out, but they're not in yet.
They're out, but not in. Or in, but not out.
They're in, but not out.
All right, give us a holler when it's ready. All right, so we got one more week, and then we got the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Which, I'm not going to say it's my favorite major, but it's like watching a train
wreck.
I think it's
the most exciting major, because you've got, first off...
Because par wins?
Well, that's not only a par wins, but you have the opportunity at any time for a player to make a big number.
Right.
And so there's a guy in the lead by 2 or 3 strokes, and he's got 4 holes to play. It's not over by any stretch of the word.
You know, it's funny. We did a bunch of interviews during the Nelson on Tuesday down at the practice tee area. And one question I asked about 18 players. What if you had a chance and you could only win one major, what would it be? I was surprised how many people said the British Open.
Really?
Yeah. So
I would have expected them to all say the Masters.
Then it was Masters and the U.S. Open. But, you know, nobody said PGA. Nobody said PGA. And the Masters only because you get to go back all the time. You know, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see in a couple of weeks because that'll be Tiger Watch at Ground Zero, right?
I really think he's going to prime himself for that event.
Yeah, he's got to keep him in the
To predict him to win something is one thing, but he'll be up there.
Well, we can only hope, because it'll sure bring more eyeballs to it.
Yes.
All right, we have the Rant. They're out on location today. And where would you be?
We are at JR's Custom Auto off of 183 in O'Connor. Come see us.
JR's Custom Auto.
Yeah, if you want to get a tricked out vehicle, if you want anything done, I guess they do, there's all sorts of wheels around here.
Will they work on my Vega?
Yes.
Yeah, get you some 24s that don't stop.
My kid loves those things. They give me a headache. The spinners?
Yeah.
How much do spinners cost?
Spinners?
Meaning the car, meaning the wheels.
$8?
Wow, that's
12?
A good deal out there.
More than that, I think.
Some sort of multiple of that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know.
You going to get anything tricked out there?
No, I don't think so. But I will. I'm thinking about coming back and doing it. I need to know exactly what they do first, which I'll learn while we're here.
I'm sure Team Bonner would appreciate me getting their vehicle tricked out while I'm here.
Why not? Why not? Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Do you think...
Please don't.
Corby.
Yeah.
All right, so you gave the hardline hypothetical for the Rangers to win the World Series.
Right.
What would they do and not do?
Right.
How about if the Rangers would win the World Series, but they couldn't go to any of the games and they couldn't talk about it?
Oh, that's good.
That is a good one. I don't know what they'd do.
I bet they'd say no then.
If they couldn't
share in the excitement, why would they want to do it?
Finally, Rick contributes something.
Well, gee, thank you, Gordon.
To the station. This is good, Rick. Apparently, N.A. is working for you.
What's N.A.?
Narcotics Anonymous.
Gee, this just gets funnier every day.
Hey, Dave laughed. I got one guy laughing.
You get a chip to laugh anytime.
He just wants to keep the job.
Look at Dave's nose. Could you imagine the cocaine if he could plop through?
That's why I never tried it.
It's so huge. It's like a storm drain for cocaine.
I could get one of those jumbo Slurpee straws.
Yeah. You just reverse a Flobee right into your nose.
Hairdryer.
Yeah.
You would be the greatest cokehead ever. You would be legendary.
Get the hairdryer, put it on cool, stick the nozzle up your nose, and then just put the base of it on a big line of coke. Just blow it in. Like asbestos, you're just blowing it in.
Oh. Y'all remember in a movie, like the first time you ever saw someone do coke and just how creepy it was?
That is. That has to be the creepiest drug. That and, of course, mainlining anything.
Well, yeah. But coke is so weird because that reaction afterwards.
Yeah. The guy's all smiling and just kind of bopping around, you know. And it is. That is just... And when the nosebleeds come and they're violently giggling. Now, what were you saying, Rick?
I agree with you, Rick.
Boy, I was just
what about
coke,
Rick?
No, I was just speechless because I got a positive affirmation from Gordon. It's amazing.
What's the worst part about coke, Rick?
Hey, did you hear McCartney admit all that?
Yeah, he said, I did cocaine for about a year on Sgt. Pepper time. Also did heroin. I didn't know what it was, but
he said he smoked heroin, didn't he?
Yeah, he smoked heroin.
How do you do that?
And then he said, you just smoke it. You just put it in a pipe and smoke it.
I thought heroin, though, is...
I think it comes in different forms.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's like coke. There's so many different ways you can do it.
But he said that it was funny because he was so matter-of-fact about the Beatles songs and how their drugs influenced it. And he was like, Lucy in the Sky, John was lying the whole time. Of course that was about LSD.
Yeah.
And he was like, John...
He defeated one of the pillars of
great
lore.
To say, no, my kid came home and he had this picture drawn of Lucy in the Sky with diamonds and it was beautiful and we hung it on the fridge and I thought I'd write a song about it. And Paul's like, oh, no, he was lying. That's all it took was someone just asked Paul for 40 years.
And then he said, gotta get you into my life was about pot.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you think about those lyrics.
Those lyrics?
No, what I would find.
I mean, we don't really know the lyrics.
I need you.
Quit going into your Rhett.
What?
Your Rhett Smith.
Rhett Robert Smith.
Rhett Smith.
Nicely. So, anyway, I thought it was funny.
Good times.
It is. Now, what were you saying, Rick?
I didn't know I was.
I agree with you, though, Rick. If they weren't allowed to participate in Ranger Talk or go to any of those games...
The hardliner, you mean?
Yeah, the hardline, as we reset. Then
what are those games?
That'd be a World Series. That'd be a deal-breaker for them. They have to be a part
World
of that.
World Series, with who's participating in it?
Yeah, I mean, did you...
They have to
obviously,
draw
you were
on
listening
to
the other day. I mean, they were talking about how great it would be to go to all the games and be in the clubhouse, like they were part of the team.
Yeah, like they had anything to do with it.
Like they know, like they know anybody on that team. They know they know Rusty.
So is he on the
barely
team still?
On the team. Well, he says that he'll be playing by September. Then he'd be shocked if
by September.
By September. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
He hasn't played in like what 3 years?
3 years.
That's the beauty of guaranteed contracts.
He's had 11 surgeries, like, on different parts of his body.
And pain
or something?
Elective surgery.
He had implants.
One big implant.
No job. It was all cosmetic. Can you imagine how...
A buttock lift.
Hey, speaking of, you know, I need to bring this in. I read... Someone sent me an article on Gregory Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway's third son.
He was a ballet dancer, right?
No. Where'd you get that from?
Oh, Gregory?
Just do something.
Just do anything?
Yeah.
Okay, you got some balls I can juggle? All right, no, and, you know, he's the one who was arrested. This wheels off story, they arrested him. He was wearing a dress, trying to put on some thong underwear, drunk, down in the Florida Keys, and he died in a jail cell soon after
How
that.
Old is he?
He was 69 when he died.
And was he doing that in his 60s?
Yeah.
Oh,
he had
dear.
Gotten, and they put him in a women's jail because he had already had a sex change.
Oh, no.
But this is the odd thing that just reminded me of this about, because you mentioned Rusty getting implants. Gregory Hemingway, like, I don't know, 15 years before he died, before he got a sex change anything, he got one breast implant. And had that for years and years.
Just to see what it would be like?
Yeah. One. On one side.
Did he put it in the middle?
He was living as a man the whole time, and he was a man then, but just wanted
one
breast.
Shirt.
Yeah. And then like 7 years later, he got that removed, and then got his genitals changed, but didn't want breasts.
Well, I mean, he figured out what he liked and what he didn't like.
I question
the
sequence.
Craziest thing I've ever heard.
Rick, you remember, God, I swear we were talking about this, the guy that, it was in some Maxim magazine or something, but this guy who basically, his buddies
paid him
for
implants for a year.
Yeah.
$100,000, right?
$100,000.
What was it, Rick?
$100,000 for 1 year, I think it was.
I thought it was like 20 grand.
No, it was $100,000, I believe, for 1 year, and you had to wear breast implants.
And he got them.
And he had like, they were like big C or D's.
Yeah. Yeah. D's.
And they also paid him to live in his bathroom for
How
like
big are your
six
boobs?
Like they just slid food under the door, and he had to live in his bathroom.
$100,000 for a year. I don't think so.
For boobs? and the deal was he had to carry on with his normal life, I think. Like go to work. And
yeah, it would affect my golf swing. It'd be a problem.
God.
Gina's saying she'd do it.
She doesn't
that
need
is
them.
So funny. So nobody here would do it? That's $100,000 for 1 year's worth
would
of work.
Would you do any kind of work? Would you get like a Michael Jackson nose for $100,000?
No, because you can't get it back.
You wouldn't?
No.
That's not a reversible.
What kind of nose do you want? You will eventually get a nose job.
No, I'm fine with my nose.
You will get one. I'm predicting that you and your wife will go through a plastic surgery craze here in a few years.
Would Dave and I look different if we traded noses?
Oh, my gosh, yes. His monstrosity is really incredible. That's a proboscis.
But it's proportionate.
It really isn't, though, David.
Because my ears are giant. My head is giant.
You know what's going to be funny? It's like when you get older.
Sound like Rocky Dennis.
Uh-huh.
The nose droops and the ears grow. You're going to be a funny-looking old guy.
That's right. I'll be a character actor.
Nothing wrong with that.
Plan?
Yeah. That's how I'm going to take advantage of this hand that I've been dealt.
Oh.
All right, kiddos.
All right, boys.
Y'all have a good one.
I love you.
We'll see you. Come visit us. We're
tomorrow. We're only.
JR's Custom Auto off 183 in O'Connor. And coming up next, I guess we'll begin the program.
Wow. That's a good tease.
Thanks.
Lots of energy.
See you.
This is The Ticket. KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket June item of the month. The Mike Reiner Mr. Tomato Head Ticket T-shirt. Just in time for summer. While wearing this washed-out red shirt, you'll both ask and answer your own question. What's old and grouchy and turns bright red?
Mr. Tomato Head.
Log on to theticket.com. Lay out $15 and dress to impress while confusing your wife and girlfriend at the same time. Who wouldn't want a T-shirt with Reiner's face morphing into a tomato?
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
That's the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there, and you know, got the tie out of it too.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently, we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right
back. Oh, so tense. Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face is so bitter. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can...
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big times you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
From other light beer. Imported by the Gambrinus Company.
In the Bronx, next on the Ticket Pickup.
These days, it's easy to find free checking. But is free really enough?
It's a matter of priority. Give me an outstanding bank first, then give me free checking.
Introducing free checking with direct deposit from Chase, where free is just the beginning. It's Chase Power Checking, with Chase banking expertise and lots of ways to get more from your banking relationship.
You can't just say free anymore. I want to know what else I get.
When you have free checking at Chase, you can earn higher interest on your balances with a Link High Yield Savings account. And with a Chase Continental Airlines banking card, you can earn one pass miles on everyday debit card purchases. So remember, there's free checking, then there's Chase Power Checking. Free checking worth having.
Visit us online at chase.com/free or drop by one of our many convenient locations to switch to Chase today.
J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, member FDIC. Annual fee applies to the Chase Continental Airlines banking card.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The Rangers try to come back from a 7-6 loss last night when they played the Yankees at 3:05 this afternoon. It's the second game of their series. Last night, the Rangers tied it at 6 before losing. And Buck Showalter says at least they tried.
We could keep the ball in the ballpark. That's pretty obvious. And we shouldn't feel like they're picking on us. They've been doing that to a lot of people. And I'm proud of the way we battled and came back and tied it.
Juan Dominguez starts against John Lieber. We have a chance for a Triple Crown winner today. The 136th Belmont Stakes is this afternoon. Post time is 5:38. The heavy favorite is Derby and Preakness winner Smarty Jones. Don't forget that Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket has the Belmont starting at 5:30. And at the French Open, Anastasia Mishkina beat Elena Dimitrieva in straight sets 6-1-6-2 to win the women's final. The men's final is between Guillermo Coria and Gaston Gaudio. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
Broadcasting live from JR's Custom Auto in Irving, Texas. We're on O'Connor. Actually, we're on the south side of 183, east of O'Connor.
Yep.
You can come by here, register to win ticket T-shirts. We have a $30 Speed Zone gift certificate we're giving away and an autographed Troy Aikman football and tickets to Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl. That's going to be great.
Actually, it's Today
and tomorrow.
But I don't know if the tickets are good for today. Maybe they're only good for tomorrow.
So if you're interested in guitars or customizing your vehicle, come here to JR's Custom Auto shop.
That's Mike Tyson's trainer.
Oh, it is?
Custom Auto.
Is that why they named him that? What a horrible stage name. Because he was into tricking up vehicles? Also, Carolina Panther Jesse Armstead will be out here as well.
Excuse me, Gordon. The Crossroads Guitar Festival tickets are good for tomorrow only, and we have a ton of them.
Are those?
Oh, wow.
We also have
Monster Truck Madness tickets for all of you Monster Truck fans, and Oscar De La Hoya's second annual fight night at Sundance Square. Starring Miller Lite.
All right.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of tickets to give away and the Troy Aikman football. And Jesse Armstead will be out here. He's I guess, starting a new stand-up comedy routine, so we wanted to have him out here to do some of his stuff. So he'll be maybe joining us at some point. Now, Chipotle is going to be out here with free burritos at 11.
Awesome.
So we've got a lot of stuff going on today. This is a place to be, JR's Custom Auto on 183 just east of O'Connor. And at 11 o'clock, Bill Parcells is going to be on the ticket.
Gordon, we will have Bill Parcells as a guest.
No, well, he's going to have a press conference.
And we'll carry it.
Step aside for that.
All right, we'll have him on the show, right?
We also have some ticket chicks. You can come by and gawk at them, which is what we've been doing all this morning, which has been fun. We have Tasha and Kathleen. And JR's Custom Auto is having their Customer Appreciation Day. They're giving away a free set of tires, a free set of wheels, a free video system.
All to the same person?
No. I think it's to different people. But the place is already filling up in here. This is excellent. And we have an action-packed rant in store for you, on hand for you, because we only have basically the hour until Bill Parcells comes on and bores everyone to death.
Hey, people love the Cowboys.
You know, I do too, and I'm glad the ticket actually does carry these press conferences. There is something exciting to listening to a live press conference and not knowing what Rick Renner's going to ask and not knowing exactly how Mickey's going to tackle his ass-kissing for the day. You know, I mean, there's suspense.
There is.
But anyway, so we're going to, the ticket, of course, your sports leader. We're bringing you the Bill Parcells press conference at 11. All right. Now it's time to get down to business. Number one on my agenda.
You have a written agenda today?
Yeah, I just had a couple things.
Jesus.
I am as close to the status of Christopher Reeve as I think I can get. I've had horrible neck pain. You know, it's starting to be chronic now. Neck and back pain, and which is the biggest curse of a man's life.
Usually the chronic will relieve that.
Now, you're misunderstanding me, David. I'm having back pain that is constantly reoccurring.
Oh.
Why
do they call it chronic, by the way? I've never understood that.
I don't know. We've got a black guy here. Maybe we can ask him.
Okay, and it is 10:14 on the ticket. Continuing broadcasting here at JR.
So what did
Custom
you do?
Auto.
Did you just sleep on it wrong?
Slept on it wrong. And this is the second time that I've injured it in that way, through sleeping, through slumber. And
golden slumbers?
It started in my... Is that what that song was about?
I don't know.
Paul fell asleep and Yoko squatted on him.
What?
Anyway.
All right, that's not too bad about your back. Hey.
So, if you want to get into something else.
No,
go ahead.
I actually
got into the topic yet.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So it started in my neck and now it's moved down between my shoulder blades and the other day it was in my lower back. So it's kind of jumping all over the place.
Have you gotten a massage?
Yes, I did.
Did it work?
No. I spent a heck of a lot of money for a massage, too.
Happy ending?
Have you tried, like, a chiropractor or acupuncturist?
No, and the second one is the one I want to talk about, because I'm getting interested in the acupuncture.
I've heard it works.
That's the thing. I've talked to so many doubters who said, look, man, I went and did it, and I went and did it, and I don't know how it works or anything, but it worked. So I'm going to go do it. Get some Korean to stick needles in me or whatever it is.
Make sure they're licensed.
Chinaman.
Is it Chinese to do it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's a Chinese thing.
So I need the P1 to help me out. I need an acupuncture place that has the happy ending. I want to go ahead and complete the Oriental experience while I'm getting this done.
Luckily, it's Saturday, and we're out on remote, and food is being brought out by Chipotle. Which means there is a 100% that Hong Kong Paul will show up here today and you can talk
Stand
to him.
Stand back, burrito!
Do they always graze? The Hong Kongian?
No, but he's a fan of the free food. And he is full.
But you're saying he's atypical.
He is full bore Chinese.
He doesn't have full blown Chinese, does he?
Yeah.
What's the life expectancy on that?
Jeez, like 15, I guess, now. It's like a Rottweiler.
it's like bigger dogs. They don't live as long.
Right.
Yeah. They get hip problems when they're older.
The Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, here's something for you. Would you pay $50,000, okay? One-time fee, $50,000, to not be full-blown Chinese for the rest of your life?
But I don't think there's any way that I can be.
No,
so
God comes down.
So it would be a waste of insurance.
God comes down. Poof.
You're either going to be Chinese or you pay God $50,000 ransom.
Anti-Chinese insurance?
Yeah. This is God's trying to raise some money.
All right. But if you say Chinese, then you're the Chinese Jimi Hendrix.
Quit combining hypothetically.
Stop combining.
I'm just saying.
Just go with this.
I don't have 50 grand.
You'll finance it. You have to borrow it. Whatever.
I'll be Chinese. Look at me. What am I really losing?
Can I be like Brandon Lee, kind of hot?
No. I'm talking your real.
Your
Chinese.
Hong Kong fall Chinese.
Yeah, you're real Chinese. You're not one of those mixtures that make you passable.
I think I could pull it off.
Passable for what?
What did you say? A mixture that makes what passable?
I didn't say
I'm
that.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to David.
No.
No, it makes you passable in like a...
Shut up. Don't try to get out of it.
Like a Bill Clinton lookalike contest or something.
Stop.
So y'all both go Chinese.
Yeah, I go Chinese. You?
I'd save the money.
Did you trade your wife in? Do anything? Sell your house?
I'd blow my head off.
But then you
I'd be Chinese. I actually would... I think I would like to be Oriental.
Think of all the Rubik's...
You seem kind of wise.
Yeah, think of all the Rubik's Cubes you could solve.
Yeah, you could solve Rubik's Cubes. You excel in college. You live to be like 300.
Opium's cheap.
Opium's extremely cheap for you.
Well, I guess there are advantages.
You get to listen to great Chinese music like this.
Bleeding. Oh, yes.
All right, so yes, I'm going to try the acupuncture. What else can acupuncturists do other than relieve pain? Can they, like, make you... And then, like, they do acupuncture to quit smoking. They do acupuncture to give you more confidence.
Yeah, I don't...
Is that only hypnosis?
I don't know the extent of what they can accomplish with acupuncture. I mean, I think as long as it's related to the nervous system, like, I can buy that it could work. But when you're talking about curing, like, IBS or...
Who's talking about that?
IBS?
I know of people who get acupuncture for their IBS.
For irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Where do they stick the needles?
I guess around the rim?
I don't think that that's the actual...
Do they make it look like a sun with beams coming out?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the point of attack that you need to focus on. It's irritable bowel syndrome.
I don't know. I'm not an acupuncturist, Corby.
Yeah, why are you accusing him of being an acupuncturist?
I'm not.
I'm not even Chinese yet.
Yeah. He hasn't raised the $50,000 to become Chinese yet.
Yuck.
Well, let me have it again, Doc.
I'm getting the rant sweats already.
You're crying. God, how weird would that be? And when any kind of muscle flexing goes on down there, it's like a porcupine skin.
Oh, God, shut up.
They billow out, the needles billow out for a while and come back in.
So sick.
So who do you know who's getting needles for IBS?
Carl?
No, it was a friend of Erica's. College friend of hers.
Oh, a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Interesting.
It's like a prickly starfish.
That's an actual animal. I think. Please tell me they sterilize the needles afterwards.
Yeah, I think they're one-time use needles.
You know, I've kind of had that done.
What?
Acupuncture.
On the...
Well,
rim?
It was... No. Actually, in the genitalia. Well, my sock.
That's a lancing. That's not acupuncture.
Well, they jammed a needle in there.
That's not acupuncture.
Well, what's the difference?
A lot. One's not done by a Chinese.
And they siphoned the life right out of me.
How big did your Schroeder get?
Oranges.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Same size, exactly.
Have you had a fertility test since then?
Nah, I don't need one of them.
Why don't you?
You mean like for youngins?
So you're sure your factories are still in good working condition?
Well, no, I'm not, to be honest with you.
I thought you said you did. You had that pregnancy scare you told me about. With the cleaning lady?
Yeah, our maid. No, I've never
Here's
been...
$300. Go away.
Get out. I've never been tested before for AIDS or pregnancy.
You've never been tested for AIDS?
I have been tested for AIDS after a horrible dalliance in...
Man love?
Yeah, I consider myself homosexual with a guy down in Oakland. No, with an unfortunate incident over in Europe, I ran to get tested immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's hear this Europe story.
Yeah.
Was there a wedding?
Not every sexual encounter involves a wedding.
No. Although it's very traditional, okay?
That's a good guess.
Give him a break. So what was this story? I think Corby's lying. I don't think this is a real story.
I just hooked up with someone and...
Whatever.
And I got tested after that. Back in the States. I didn't get tested in Europe.
The same person you told me you hooked up with?
No, not my ex-girlfriend. Another person.
Are you telling me the truth?
Yeah.
Swear.
Yeah, I swear.
Stack of Bibles.
Well.
Uh-oh, okay.
Let's not go there.
Okay. So you're lying.
By the way, speaking of Corby lying, you know Richard from the Barley House?
Yeah.
Claims that you're cribbing his story. That your Michael Stipe story is his story.
Well,
I believe it.
At least my wife was there to back me up on that one.
I'm just telling you, I'm just the messenger. I'm reporting that he is claiming that you are stealing his story.
So you're thieving his meeting Michael Stipe story.
No! I didn't meet Michael Stipe. He blew me off.
Right, but Richard claims that the story of confronting or following Michael Stipe into the bathroom and trying to talk to him and him being on the cell phone happened to him.
Man, that is sorry, Corby.
Well,
I understand getting desperate for material, but this is sad.
No, that did happen, and it was most unfortunate.
So it happened to both of you, or is he lying?
Well, it could happen to him. He's never told me that.
Well, he said it was that same night in Athens. He was there, right?
Oh, that's right. He was there. He was at the restaurant, too.
Yeah.
And we could have gone in there.
So it's coincidence that you guys both did the same exact thing.
Oh, well, I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
I told my wife, I was like, I'm going in. And I went in.
Mark?
Came back out.
We're back in again. We got tested for AIDS.
And it was all over with.
I came back out.
And I ran back to the States. You know, I see on the front page of the Dallas Morning News today where the Pope has rebuked Bush. Didn't he have to do that when he became a priest?
On Iraq.
Why is he just now doing it?
He didn't finish reading the headline. Pope rebukes Bush
George
on Iraq.
Bush. Oh.
He doesn't enjoy the U.S. policies in the Middle East.
It was pretty tense. You know, the Pope is always very contentious with the U.S. presidents and always dresses them down. That's got to be so awkward.
Yeah, because this is doddering old man that he's the Pope.
You
can't really
be nice to, and you have to listen to his tirades, and you just have to sit there with a failed smile as all the reporters are watching you getting your ass handed to you by the Pope.
I thought the Pope was dead.
Oh, Corby.
Not yet.
You're Catholic now, Corby. You need to not say things like that.
Is there always a Pope?
Yeah.
Is there always a Pope?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If one dies, they just find another one?
It's like shark teeth. There's another row right behind him that just comes up.
As soon as he teeters over, another one pops up.
Another one pops up right behind him.
Can anyone apply for that? Like T-Bar or something?
You know, that's a good question.
I think you have to be a Catholic priest. You have to be like a cardinal or something, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, you have to be a cardinal.
So, like,
how is your Catholicism going, Corby?
Pat Tillman could have done it.
I suppose that he not given his life for this country, Corby, I suppose maybe he could have been Pope.
Or yes. Jake Plummer, if he hadn't been traded.
It's 10:27 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
My Catholicism's going well, by the way.
Hey, you know, I've got some T-shirts there.
It's the final stop of their 2004 tour.
And the way I look at it, if you've got a front row seat up here, then that's your payoff. You get no T-shirt on the front row.
Appearing for the first time since the Master, The Ticket Time Waster.
Phil Gordo's guitar and the monitor, please.
If you don't see them Saturday, June 12th at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie, you won't see them at all.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again.
I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
A misquote or something
going
wrong there. Yeah.
Well, that's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah. Oops. Put her on all fours and marry her.
What?
Also, do you know we're on the air?
Also, in sexually active tennis news,
don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed.
There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week as you move up the charts. Congratulations.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big times you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
I'm Lily. It's the return of Juan Don for the Rangers next on the Ticket Kicker.
Honey, let's get a sitter and go on a date.
Great. We never go to the movies anymore.
Actually, I was thinking we'd drive out to Heritage.
Heritage? The master plan community in Fort Worth? But that's not a date.
But we could win a year's worth of dates anytime during June at Heritage. We can register to win a full year of free entertainment, including movie passes, rentals, tickets to sporting events, concerts, dining out, and a home theater package.
Really?
Honey, we've been talking about moving, and I've heard great things about Heritage. It has Keller schools, an aquatic complex, bike trails, parks, playgrounds, and we'll have a fitness center and a sports and recreation center. They even have an internet so we can find a babysitter in the neighborhood.
All that and the chance to win free entertainment for a year?
Honey, where are you going?
To call the sitter. Let's take that drive out to Heritage.
Visit Heritage in June and register to win a year's worth of free entertainment. Just north of Loop 820 and east of I-35 off Heritage Trace Parkway. Heritage, a Hillwood residential community from the 130s to the 350s. See our ad in Sunday Star Telegram or visit us at alliancetexas.com. The Ticket.
Rangers play the second game of their series with the Yankees at 3:05 this afternoon. Juan Dominguez gets the start for Texas, and Buck Showalter says it's time for Juan Dom.
It's the right time for him to be where he is right now, especially with our injuries. But he's got a quality arm. And once he gets some of the anxiety out and the nervousness out, I think he's going to settle in and have a chance to be a good pitcher for us.
Dominguez is 0-1 on the season. Rangers lost last night, by the way, 7-6 the final. Today is the first day of Cowboys mini camp. This is the first day of a 3-day camp where Bill Parcells gets the first look at new free agents and the veterans. You'll hear his press conference at 11 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And checking out the Memorial Leaderboard, there's a three-way tie for first between Justin Rose, Ben Curtis, and Stephen Ames. They are all at -7. Tie for fourth, KJ Choi, Fred Couples, and Ernie Els, all at 6 under. Tiger Woods shot a 68 yesterday. He is at 4 under for the tournament. In eighth place. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts. Around the globe and here in Dallas, Intercontinental Hotels offers you a luxurious room, including breakfast for two and late checkout. Log on to intercontinental.com for details. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The NBA draft, 59 total picks, and the Mavs get selection 60. Norm Hitzkus and basketball boy Skin have good, strong ticket coverage Thursday, June 24th, live from the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill, Embassy Suites Hotel in Grapevine, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So what's going on?
Are we back? Back?
Hello.
Talk now.
Okay, we just never heard any music. You know what? There's so much confusion.
Here, I'm gonna turn the light on.
Yeah, they've got an on-air light out here. What's so confusing is that Jason,
our board operator,
when we're on remote, he says, okay, coming back, here we go. Which makes you think that we're about to go on the air.
Right.
But he means it as go now. But he won't say go now. He'll say, all right, okay, about to come back. Here we go.
Go now.
Yeah,
see.
Oh, go now.
He just
gave us a go now.
Okay.
All right, good. Gotcha. All right, it's 10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, The Rant, live and on location at JR's Custom Auto. We've got a lot of stuff going on out here. We've got an autographed Triton football. We've got tickets to Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl. Carolina Panther Jesse Armstead's going to be out here a little bit later on.
Former Carter great.
Yes. We are located in Irving, Texas, on the south side of 183, just east of O'Connor. Stop by and see us. We're going to be here till noon. Coming up in about 24 minutes, we will hear from Bill Parcells.
And we'll have Chipotle burritos.
As he holds his press conference, and we will have Chipotle burritos. At 3 p.m., JR's Custom Auto's first annual bathing suit contest occurs.
Wow.
Having a bathing suit contest. And I hope some of these guys aren't the ones participating in it, because we have some poor specimens of human beings out here right now. Look, everyone's looking around like, well, he's not talking about me. This must be some of these other guys around here. And you can register to win some great prizes from JR's, including a free set of tires, a set of wheels, and a free video system. Corby Davidson, David Lane, Gordon Keith here talking about the issues of the day And before we get to O.J. Simpson, and we need to get to him because we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of his killing of Nicole and Ron.
Well, he was found innocent.
Yeah.
If you let me finish, allegedly.
Found not guilty.
Whatever.
Allegedly. I want to give a special thank you to the P1s. I got a lot of good response on my the latest blog entry. It also doubles as the column in the sports page this week, if you read that. That tabloid, I guess it's a tabloid, right? That size refers to a tabloid.
Right.
A lot of good response in that column, so thank you to all the P1s who've been emailing about that.
What was it about?
It was about hunting. It was about the troubling concept of hunting and how disturbing
hey, brother,
it is. And,
right here, me and you.
And me and you doing what?
We're together. We don't believe in hunting.
No, actually, it's in support of hunting, Corby.
We're enemies now again.
Yeah,
I
know.
We were so close.
No, we were so close for just those few moments.
I was ready to get out the forms to sign the treaty.
You need to. Are you against hunting, Corby? Are you against the taking of any life?
No, I'm not against hunting. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of conflicted by it because, you know, on one hand, I'll kill a cockroach without even batting an eye, but if you just shoot a bear for a random reason, I probably have some issues with that.
So a bear is a higher life form than a cockroach?
See, it's the whole thing. Where do you draw the line? But at least I'm aware.
Between the bear and the cockroach. They're right next to each other.
At least I'm aware that I do have...
Yes, and a lot of people don't seem to think very far in their no meat eating kind of stance because they think, you know, for what it's immoral, but yet they'll kill plants, they'll kill cockroaches, they'll kill bees, wasps, they'll kill anything that, you know, inconveniences them or that they eat.
What is the word?
But yet they criticize others for doing
what
it.
What is the word that you used at one time that we tend to
anthropomorphize,
yeah.
Yeah.
When animals are like more
tasty?
Like humans.
Yeah.
Not tasty. So like dogs or anything like that, you know. I don't have a problem with killing those.
But the
what?
One of you needs to call Eric Earp.
Dan can't do Lone Star Park.
Okay. I guess that's not for air.
Yeah.
Of course, a not for air sign would have been nice there. Maybe we needed a little sign that you can put that.
Yeah.
This is not for air. Yeah, well, that's a good core bit. You recognize that in yourself.
Thank
a lot of people don't recognize.
But at the same time, yeah, I'm against just randomly shooting a deer or whatever, even though I know that killing a deer thins out the population and it needs to be thinned out. But, you know.
Well, then why are you against it? You have
right,
to.
I know it puts food in your freezer, sir. I realize that.
So what about if a person eats deer? Doesn't that seem more noble than
absolutely,
just killing
it and sticking its head on your wall?
Well, what if the deer had killed his ex-wife and her boyfriend?
It was the O.J. of deer.
Yeah, then I would say go for it.
Does he deserve to die?
Or, you know, that mountain lion or billy goat that was out in L.A. killing people. I think it was a billy goat that was up in the foothills killing people.
You're not one of those people who has to go to the extremes of... Why were those people there? I mean, they were there in its territory. They were killed.
On its habitat.
You shouldn't hold the cougar responsible.
That is true. We're slowly but surely infringing on the property of wild animals.
And you know why we're doing that? Because we are animals, too, and we need land.
Right. Do we need land?
Yes, we
or
do.
Or do we need more skyscrapers to save the land?
No. We will always need more land.
Why don't we thin out our population?
I'm all for that.
Well, there are some people who do believe that. Hitler believed that. Hitler believed in purifying the people on Earth.
I'm not saying thin it out in that manner. I'm just saying why don't we each have, we're only allowed one kid. You think a society will ever come to
something
like that?
Yeah, it'll get that way.
Or maybe we're just allowed like one kill a year.
Yeah, one kill.
Yeah, you have a bag limit on humans.
Yep, I got days.
Oh, geez. Yeah, and see, the other thing of it is, even if you don't kill for food, that read the piece.
I'm not going to read your piece.
Come on, read my piece.
It's real,
hard, man.
Real thought-provoking.
Read it hard. But no, on the other hand, you also do need to control wildlife populations in order for them to be healthy.
True. So they don't inbreed, and yeah, there's a lot of inbreeding within the deer population.
And
I know that.
It's not really inbreeding. It's so much as you only have habitat to support a certain number of deer, and if they all you could wipe out whole herds by starvation and things like that. It's like hunters are the greatest conservationists that there are, and they don't get credit for it because people just see it. They see a stereotyped image of Bubba hunters.
Right, all drunk and...
Yeah, all drunk. Let's just kill things for killing. And that's not true for most hunters. I mean, there are some that are like that, and those are disgusting. But yeah, the hunters do more to support. Like, how much donation do you make towards wildlife management and habitat preservation?
Is zero a large fund?
No, it's not that large, Corby. But see, hunters commit a lot of money to that.
Because they have to buy their license every year.
They buy their license, they support, they work with, the wildlife department, and they basically are employees, in a certain sense, of the wildlife department, because the wildlife department can't pay to, for shooters to go out and send the herds the way they need to be. So the wildlife department says, okay, this season you can take an additional deer than last season, or we're going to make coyotes a game animal, or we're not going to make it a game animal. And so they control the population that way, and hunters are the ones who do that.
No matter how no matter how you spin it, it's really hard for me to justify aiming a gun
right
at something and pulling a trigger.
So I talk about that in that thing in the blog or the piece or whatever. So to call it a piece sounds way too haughty or something. But no, and that is almost my interest in the matter, is that I feel very inauthentic living with the divide as if my life doesn't cause death, that in my life I cause no death. And part of me wants to face up to the fact, and I want to see the animal that is getting killed to contribute to my longevity, that's continuing to add to my years because I'm a meat eater,
right?
That I think it's much more integral or integrity filled. Intrigatorious.
I don't think that's a word.
To pull that trigger, to see it, Hey, and if it turns you into a vegetarian, I think that's great. But you should face up to it and not just be, the person who just, oh, hunters are stupid, but I'll eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, for some reason, hunting has not been weeded out of our DNA, nor meat eating has been weeded out of our DNA in all this time.
And I often wonder if our bodies were meant to consume and digest meat. Like if we were put on this planet by whomever to eat
God.
Yeah, we call him God, Corby.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whomever is kind of impersonal.
Well, no, that's a big debate in the vegetarian community. A lot of people argue that we are supposed to be herbivores.
Well, we're omnivores.
And, well, see, that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't matter. I don't know why they even sit here and argue what we were intended to be. The fact is, we are omnivores.
We are. And the reason that we became the thinking beings that we are is because we started eating meat. We needed the protein for our brains to grow.
And I would say that hunting certainly contributed to the growth of our brains, using the wit to, we're an animal that has such a disadvantage
physically,
naturally against other animals. We just don't have the senses.
I think
don't
back
have the
in
agility.
Time when we didn't have choices or we didn't have the knowledge as far as what we could eat or what we had to eat or what we can't eat. And, I mean, we had to kill to eat back then. But now we know that we don't have to. You're not forced into doing that. You have plenty of other options.
But you still have to kill.
Sometimes when I'm starving, I feel like killing somebody.
I mean, even if we all became vegetarians, you would still have to control animal populations. So we're still, as stewards of the earth and protectors of the earth, since we are the most dominant creature on earth, it is our responsibility to be the disciplined parent to the earth, which is very hard. Like you read about a loving parent, how difficult it is for them to spank their kids when they know it's the right thing to do.
So why don't we just spank the deer and tell them to
stop having sex.
Stop eating so much. You're starving these other ones. Put condoms on them. Do something.
Right. Why can't we fit them out that way?
It's just we need some tough love. We don't need to kill them.
So that we're in that uncomfortable position, we're always going to have to kill animals.
There's a lot of people who don't eat meat that I get emails from who are against zoos. And say that zoos aren't humane.
Yeah, oddly enough, that does apply.
Yeah. But I totally disagree. I think what people do at zoos, I mean, they're miracle workers. Those people love those animals more than anybody could ever love another animal,
mm-hmm.
you know? And they treat them better than, you know, people treat themselves.
They teach them sign language and give them kittens.
But the problem is, like you were talking about, people are anthropomorphizing the animal like behind bars and saying, you know, I mean, would you want to live behind bars your whole life?
Yeah.
I do already. Sold my apartment. That's my habitat. I'd much rather have a big rock waterfall and crap to swing around on and be able to fling my dung at people, as Davey said.
By the way, did you get your electricity back?
Finally.
Were you 2 full days without it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
2 full days.
What a dump you live.
Lots of spoilage.
What?
Lots of spoilage.
We never have any food in the house, so there's no spoilage.
Oh.
Kill me.
So you just hunt and
so
eat
I just
immediately?
Hunt. I have to go back out in my backyard and hunt. I've eaten squirrel for the past 1,380 days.
Squirrel's not bad.
Never eaten a squirrel.
Gross.
All right, we got to go because I think we have Bill Parcells and we need to be on time.
Okay, so hopefully Parcells will talk about OJ to justify our tease coming up next.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkin. Thursday night, June 10th, it's a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket T1 party at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Let's take a look at the field. First up, it's that $13.10 admission, the key to the whole race. What I'm going to do is box that T1 party night 1310 admission with a free buffet, free drink, free program, free Lone Star Park ticket t-shirt. I'm going to put it all over my handicapping seminar with tips and a track pack that'll get you into Lone Star for your next visit. You can't lose this race. It's a lock. My only one of the night, by the way. So call 972-263-PONY and pony up for the P1 party.
E-Brake Classics.
You got me, no?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy, call back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit 2 buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow, I'm doing the layout. Okay, I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Crazy Eddie has got a deal for you. Bring us your cash, your tax return, your dog.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Our Charter Communications at 1-866-YES-CHARTER to order.
The Horace Gift Charter.
I'm Layla. It hasn't happened since night.
No, he would be my one.
Okay, I know this meeting's running late. I'll wrap things up in a second, but first I want to block...
Sure you will, Jimbo. I'm sure you'll say in a second what you haven't been able to say in over an hour.
But what the numbers I just went through are telling us is, well, let's go back to the beginning and...
Just say good meeting, everybody. Thank you very much so I can make it to the bank before it closes.
The numbers aren't really giving us a clear reading on anything, actually, so let's refer to page 16 in your...
The point, Jim, the point.
Oh, that reminds me of a story. Two guys...
At Wells Fargo, we call this the why can't just a second actually be just a second stage. And no matter what stage you're at in life, we can help you get to your next stage. That's why Wells Fargo gives you more than free checking. You get more ATMs and more locations with longer hours for your convenience. Even on Saturdays in our grocery store locations. So don't settle. Get more than free checking. Experience the convenience of more ATMs and more locations today. Wells Fargo, the next day. Wells Fargo Bank and A-Member at AC.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
There hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since 1978 with Affirmed, CarMax, and Dentech Auto Appearance Center bringing the ticker. But Marty Jones has the chance today in the Belmont Stakes. He won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and he's the heavy favorite this afternoon at 2-5 odds. Remember, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket has the broadcast at 5:30 this afternoon. The Rangers start Juan Dominguez against John Lieber in the second game of their series with the Yankees at 3:05. Rangers are coming off a 7-6 loss where Kenny Rogers gave up 5 home runs.
They swing for the fence is pretty good. I didn't have the luxury of getting ahead in the count, or I didn't hit my spots all the time, but the corners weren't there, and bring it up over the middle of the plate. These guys will wear you out.
Rogers didn't get the loss, though. That belonged to Jay Powell. He is now 1-1 on the season. And we're minutes away from the Bill Parcells press conference right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Today marks the first day of Cowboys minicamp. This is the veterans' camp, and Bill gets a chance to see the new free agents along with the veterans. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket reminds you, don't pick up a woman at the laundromat. If she can't afford a washer, she probably can't support you.
All right, 10:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're going to have the Bill Parcells press conference. I think he'll be live in Valley Ranch.
Yep. Here the first minicamp of the year.
And this is a big deal.
Yep.
This is a big deal. The first minicamp of the year, Bill Parcells press conference. Bill Parcells, of course, going to be talking about Vinny Testaverde. I'm assuming he'll be fielding questions on that.
Keyshawn's first practices with the Cowboys.
Hey, the Cowboys are exciting. 10-6 last year. Parcells, the huge name coming in. We've got, veteran Vinny against Quincy. There's some intrigue there.
Yep.
The Cowboys have become exciting again. It feels like finally they're back to being a real team, not Jerry bringing in little lesser-known head coaches and things like that.
I can't wait to go to training camp.
Is it going to be in Oxnard again?
Yes, it is.
I hate you.
It's beautiful weather out there,
too.
Why do
you hate me?
Because you get to live the life that should be mine.
Oh, no, David.
That is so rightfully yours.
Implicit in that is a handgun death, of course.
Yeah, you're my one kill for this
year.
You
know, he's going to kill him. He's the one killing them animals, too.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Gosh, how creepy would that be? If you could buy a license.
You know,
and it's only open season. You know, they have an open season like in July, let's say. For humans.
Well, there is
and so there's only 1 month that you can actually get your kill.
There is no question that the three of us would be dead.
You think so?
Someone would use their kill.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be one of the first people killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to vote for that when it comes up on the bill this year.
So July happens and then all the streets are just deserted the whole month.
You just bar yourself and there's just people just standing out your house with a shotgun. Come on out. You can't stay in there forever.
You ever shot a gun, Corby?
Yeah, I went turkey hunting one time. And it was pretty miserable because I had to get up at 4 in the morning. And
that's when you're young and you don't like getting up before 4 in the afternoon.
I was like 22, 23 out at my girlfriend's ranch. And
Oh, my gosh.
Rich.
Yeah,
she was that the
rich.
One that was really rich?
Yeah, she was loaded.
The trust fund?
Yes, Trustafarian.
That's the one who I'm going to kill because I'm so envious of her. She's living the life that I should have.
She has two beautiful children now. Very happy for her.
Well, they're going to be orphans. They're going to miss their mama.
Yeah, but I would like, we were just sitting there waiting on the turkeys to come through, and I fell asleep.
Oh, I forgot our light, sorry.
It was
we're on the air now.
Freezing out there. It was Thanksgiving. It was miserable. And I shot the gun once. And then I sat in a deer blind with my girlfriend while the deer walked past.
Uh-oh.
You guys made out?
Was she bobbing up and down?
No. She got her a deer.
She was feeding?
But it was the creepiest thing.
She shot a deer while you were in the blind?
Yeah.
Were you all crying and everything? Oh, God, no. Julie's going to kill us.
Well, I didn't know Julie at the time.
Oh.
Just the concept of her. It was always in my heart.
I mean, I guess she was always there in my mind.
I hate people like that.
I knew her, but I just didn't know her yet. I knew her, but I didn't know her name. I never met her.
She didn't have a name, but she had a soul.
She did have but one name, Venus. There was a Julie-shaped hole in my soul.
Oh. Vomit blood. Where's the Julie-shaped hole now?
Boy, how's your band doing, by the way? Julie's Cloud?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about your band, Corby. I'm sorry.
What are you guys gigging again?
I forgot about you. Now, how did you get the name Julie's Cloud?
I didn't get that
name. You're their press agent, right?
Yeah.
Part of the press right now, so I guess I'll speak to you. Can you tell me how Corby got the band named Julie's Cloud?
Well, it's really a story better told by the front man of the band.
Me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't have a band. I don't know what you're talking about. Leave it alone. Just drop it now before I get mad.
This is, once again, Dave and I can't help but touching Corby with a stick.
Boy, it is.
And to get him going because, you know, you never used to be this way. Proving, once again, Dave's theory that you're the most henpecked husband at the ticket.
That's your theory. It's not Dave. Dave never said that. It came out of your mouth. I just promised not to.
You just never used to be sensitive about anything.
Right. I never used to be sensitive about anything. So I started working on this stupid station.
And what happened?
And, you know, my dad had called. Yeah, I was at church the other day, and I heard something about bloody BM or something, and it was attributed to you. You know, and then I have to answer to that, and the station is just a hellhole. It's a cesspool.
Oh, my God. Look at the crowd here.
I know.
Breaking sports news.
Did you get you a veggie?
Casey Rogers had a appendicitis yesterday morning. He's a work defensive tackle coach, so he was operated on yesterday. And I think, I'm not sure what the time frame is. He certainly won't be with us today. And I don't think tomorrow, maybe early next week. So we broke Larry Lacewell out of mothballs, and he's going to help us out. Mo Carthon's daughter is graduating from school, and he'll be back, I believe, for practice if his flight isn't delayed. But he wasn't here for the meeting last night or this morning. But I knew about that a long time ago, so he wanted to be there for that, and I don't blame him. But he should be back in time for practice. Other than that, we're ready to go. Everybody's here. We have long meetings today, and we'll practice once today, practice twice tomorrow, twice on Monday.
You're listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
He's, when a player is injured in the NFL Europe, there's a standard procedure that's followed. He's sent to Birmingham, Alabama, and it's kind of a medical clearing house, so to speak, where they are evaluated, rehabilitated, and at such time that they're ready to be released, they'll be released from there. So right now, I'm under the assumption he's in Birmingham.
We always ask you questions about how comfortable you are with things. How much more comfortable are you as you get started here since you signed Vinny Testaverde?
Well, I wouldn't have anything to do with signing him. I'm more comfortable in the respect that I told the players last night, in your first year, you don't know them, they don't know you, they don't know what you expect, you don't know what they can do. I certainly have a lot better assessment of all of them now than I had last year going in, so that alone makes me appreciably more comfortable.
We in the media are always looking for turns for certain things.
Turns?
Yeah, your quarterback situation right now, could we call it a quarterback controversy?
You can call it whatever you want. Doesn't make it true. So you call it what you want. I'm sure you will.
what do you consider it, though? I mean, what would you call it?
I call it the same thing I always call it. I told you at the end of the year what I try to do with the team, if you remember back that far. I'm trying to improve the team at every position. I don't know what opportunities are going to come along. So when they come along, if you term them advantageous for you to try to exercise some of those options that become available, you do it. And in the hope that you're improving your team. And so it's as simple as that. I try to do that at every position, every year that I've ever coached. So it's really nothing new. But, you know, nowadays with what goes on in the media, people make it what they want to make it. I'm trying to put good players on my team. See if we can't improve it. But
what were your thoughts on how San Quentin accomplished so much?
Well, I think it was a good thing for him to go. I don't think it worked as well as we would all have hoped, quite honestly. And you know, I certainly want to have the opportunity to see how he is, where he is physically, and that kind of thing. But quite frankly, I think it'd be difficult for us to go to camp with five quarterbacks. I don't know that we'll do that, but I have this camp to evaluate, and I wouldn't make any decisions based on anything until that's over with. But I think it'll be hard to go with five quarterbacks to camp.
Have you ever done that before, going to camp with that many quarterbacks?
Five? No.
Have you ever heard of that happening before?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it has. But I don't really want to do that if I can help it.
He would be an exemption, though, as far as total roster size, right?
Pardon me?
He would be an exemption as far as total roster size.
Yeah, we would get an exemption for him and a couple of the other players. But I don't know exactly what the deadline is and that goes, but I think if he's on the team past a certain date, we get that exemption regardless.
Speaking of what the media does, there's a pretty good debate going around right now on what Quincy earned after his first year with you last year. In your eyes, what has he earned?
Learned?
Earned.
Well, I mean, he earned a starting job here last year. I mean, he was the best guy at that position last year. That's why I played him. That's what I do every year. I play the best guy. If he's the best guy this year, he'll play. If he's not, he won't. They all know that. They've been told that. There's no, it's not shrouded in secrecy. It's nothing. Every player knows. If you're best, you play. If you're not, you don't.
But in terms of this season, in your opinion, he hasn't earned anything?
Well, of course he's earned. He's earned the benefit of the knowledge that I now have about him that I didn't know, you know, and that the coaching staff has. Well, sure, all the players, I've acquired a respect for a lot of players here that I didn't know. And they've all earned certain things. Their second year, you know, they're down the road with me. I know what to expect from them. I know more about them. But I told you a long time ago that no matter who you are or how long you've been here or whatever you've done, you still have to show me. You still have to prove it. You have to reprove it, and you have to do it every year. That's the way this business is, and that's the way we'll do it.
Do
Pardon me?
What is Vinny up to?
Same thing. Same thing. Same thing as I got to see if he can still do it. How do I know he can do it? You know, I'm not sure. I think he's, you know, I know he's very well conditioned. I know he's ready to try it. That's all I'm, you know, his deal. I just wanted to know if he's still ready to go. I told him, I asked him exactly this. I said, well, now you're ready to go in the arena. You see that boxing ring. You ready to get up in there? I said, you want to just stay down here where it's safe? You know, so he said he's ready to go.
We're listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tremendous experience. Extraordinary ability as a passer. But I think he'll be a good mentor for all these guys. I know him. He's a very stable guy. He'll interact positively with everybody on the team.
How important was that to the equation?
It's just an opportunity that came along. It was just an opportunity that came along, and I don't know whether it'll work or not work, but I think it's worth a try. I know the guy. I certainly have product knowledge. I've been with him before. I like the player. I told you that last year when we were playing against him. So.
How important is that, being able to mentor another guy?
Very important. Sure. I mean, I know Vinny's not the long-term future here. He knows that. So, but he can be of value to this organization, I think.
Bill, what's unique about him that might allow him to excel, even possibly the starting quarterback at the age of 40?
Well, I would have to say this. Of all the players that I've ever coached, ever, he would have to be right at the top of the list on physical conditioning. Way up on top on the meticulous nature of his and the commitment that he has made physically. I'm not kidding now. This guy is a phenomenal physical specimen. Don't fight him. I'm telling you. Don't fight him. Powerful guy. He really is. And he just is. But now, we'll see how it goes. I don't know, you know. Just so much tread on these tires. Every year, you know, it can just all of a sudden be gone, you know. But I know that he's already worked. I'm not worried about his conditioning now. I think he could go play the game now if he had to.
Is that the reason you said he'd be able to play back in his
50s? Yeah. Yeah, as long as he's willing to do what he keeps doing, he'll be able to throw it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Can you talk about the center position, how Josh?
Center position? Okay. Yeah, we're going to rotate three guys there. We're going to move Matt Lair out of that position to guard, at least temporarily. And we're going to rotate, not in any order, DiNapoli, Al Johnson, and Tyson Walter. And my intention is to do that in the course of training camp. And see which guy comes forward. I know that Lair's there, and I can always put him back there, but I'm going to play Lair at guard this year.
Andre Girard, you thought
of him? Pardon me?
You thought of Andre Girard?
No, he's not in the mix at center.
What are the things that Vinny can pass along to a young quarterback? Talent is not something he can pass along, but what are the things he can?
He can pass along. Just if they would just walk around and watch him train, how he trains, that would be one thing he could pass along. He's a very meticulous person. He's extremely, I mean, I kid him. Was that there yesterday? No. Did you move that, Phil? Wasn't, that was over here yesterday. That's the way he is. I mean, he's very meticulous. He doesn't miss any typos. He doesn't miss any. I'm just telling you, that's the way he is.
He became available June 1st, but Vinny became available June 1st.
At what point, though, did you say, I'd like to have this guy myself? Was it last year when you first got here and you said, these kids could use a bench?
I didn't know what, I had no idea what the Jets were going to do. I really didn't. I didn't know what they were going to do. And so I didn't know, I thought this June here there might be a couple of quarterbacks that come out, which it turns out that there are. There were a couple guys that were available that I don't think, and I said this to Jerry Jones, and here's the difference between Vinny and someone else. I don't think Vinny stops progress. You understand? I think we can still make progress with our young players and have Vinny here. In fact, I think he'll add to that. But what's comforting is know that I have now someone experienced. All right? One of our problems last year was coming from behind. Okay? We got a lead in the game. We were 9-0. When we didn't, we were 1-6. So I have a little more experience there that I might be able to rely on if we have to. But I don't think he's going to be someone that inhibiting to progress of young players. I think he's going to be a resource and an asset to the development of those young players. And that's what I would really hope would happen. I would hope he would contribute here in whatever manner it unfolds and then assist in the development and leave his mark with some of these young guys like he did with Pennington and a few others along the way.
I know we're a long way off, but am I hearing that you would feel comfortable if he wasn't the starter?
I feel comfortable having him here to help in whatever capacity it unfolds.
And struggle coming from behind next year, you see maybe a situation where he might be a guy to put in.
I don't know. We'll see how he is. He's not coming here with the intention of being a guy to be put in sometime. You know, he's here. He's here because he knows that I'll go by what I see. I think that's why he's here. I mean, I didn't have to reiterate that to him. I mean, he's already went through this one time with me before. So he knew that I gave a couple other quarterbacks a chance, you know, and when I thought it was time to make a move, I made it, and I used him. So he's already seen that.
Where is your relationship right now with Larry Allen?
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's the same as with, it always has. He's here, he's working, and I expect him to participate in camp, and it's the way it is.
Bill, will you make any more moves at the running back position at all?
Will we've been making what?
Will you make any more moves at the running back?
Well, I don't know what's going to be available down the road here or in the summertime, but I wouldn't say we're just out there. You know, if something were to come our way, I think we'd consider it, but I don't necessarily, we're not actively, I mean, there's nothing to pursue. There's nothing that interests me right now.
Have you upgraded it enough to your satisfaction?
Pardon me?
Have you upgraded it enough to your satisfaction?
Well, I don't know that yet, but we'll see. I mean, this is the first time I'm going to have an indication of that.
Would you like to have a veteran in the mix here? Would you like to have a veteran in the mix here?
Not necessarily. I mean, I got Richie Anderson. He's a veteran. You know, so I'm going to play him at halfback more this year than we did last year. So.
Why move Larry guard? Would you think it'd be better to be a guard?
No, I just, I want to try to see if we can improve the center position and the play we got last year. And I hope that one of these three guys will do that.
Will Johnson participate fully with
Al
Johnson coming off injury?
Oh, no, he's not coming off his injury. He's been over that for a long time. So he's ready to go. I wish I could have had him in the rookie camp. I wish the NFL would consider something along those lines where a player who didn't even participate at all last year got hurt prior to the season. That they would allow you to use that player in a rookie camp. If the guy has never participated, you know, he never, for all intents and purposes, didn't do anything last year at all. I mean, to me, the more he can get, the better chance he has. So I would, but we can't do it by the rules right now. If you have accredited pension season, you can't participate no matter how you got it. And so he played 1 week of football in the summer last year, and as a result, he can't participate until right now. I don't know that that's what we're trying to do here. I think the intent is good, but I think we could consider something that would allow some of those guys that were injured reserve, you know, prior to August 1st or something, you know, to be considered the same as rookies.
You're listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The practice squad and the ability to change, is that something you're in favor of that? That could be a positive in developing that?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's all right. I mean, I don't know that I'll have eight. You know, I don't know. If they're guys that you think you can develop, then I like to have them here. But if they're not guys you think you can develop, I don't really want to have them here.
Is there any positioning of concern right now before you have the first practice that you still...
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to upgrade it right now, is there one you'd really like to reach out and try to find?
Oh, there are lots of things. You know, I certainly still have some concerns on the offensive line. We don't have a lot of experience at right tackle. I think we're going to have more depth there this year, it looks like. Our players' off-season program was we made a lot of progress this year physically in the off-season, far superior to last year. So I'm hoping some players. Hey, I'll tell you just what I told the players the other night. They're in their second year. 85 or 90% of them are in their second year with me. And some of these veterans have been with me before that we acquired in the off-season. So I count them as guys that know what's going on. I think the thing that you have to do is now I'm looking for the guys that transition in to the program. Who has made the transition? Who seems to know what to do, what the program is about, what we're trying to do? Who's committed to the off-season program? Who's committed to this? Who's committed to that? And that's what I'm looking for. So in a lot of respects, I'll be less patient this year. Because my expectation is that the players should know a heck of a lot more than they knew last year going in. My expectations are that they should know that. And if you're a player that just doesn't seem to be able to get on board and the pack of other players is leaving you, then you're in jeopardy. And that's how I do it. And I always have. Give them the kind of the benefit of the doubt. Work with them. Encourage them. Try to tell them what you need them to do. And then see if they take it and go with it and can improve themselves. And if they don't seem inclined to do it, then I'm inclined to try something else. So I'd be a little less patient this year than I was last year with the majority. Now these rookies are still rookies. I have to or the guys that are here for the first time, but. You know, I have to be a little more prudent in how I evaluate them. But these guys that have been here for a year, they need to know what to do now. Looks like we're going to have Pete Hunter. We'll have Jameel Powell there. We'll have Thornton there. And we'll have Reeves there. That's the way we'll line up. And then the left corner will be Newman, Mitchell, and Davidson, and Nate, the parakeet Jones.
Because of the experience at right corner, do you need to see something before you secure his camp?
I don't know why. I just think somebody's going to do it. I think somebody will be able to. I think we want Pete Hunter. Or Jameel or somebody, I think somebody will come through for us. I just think they will. I like the way they're working. Pete improved last year at the end of the year quite a bit. Based on what I've seen this offseason, I think we got a chance. We have enough athletic ability there, no doubt. It's just, can we get them playing, you know, soon enough? That's all.
What is your thought when it comes to, do I let a young guy like Pete Hunter play, give him a crack at starting, or a guy like Pickett to give him a shot at playing running back, as opposed to getting a proven veteran that you have to work
with? Now, Pete Hunter, this is his third year in the league. I mean, he's either going to get going, okay? I mean, you know, this circus doesn't stay in town forever. You know, it's his third year. He needs to be ready to compete for a job right now. I think he's looking at it that way. Bickerstaff, this is his second year. It's a little different story. But I need to see something from Bickerstaff. Same with Rashad Lee. You know, these guys are all in the mix there a little bit.
Can you risk? You know, since you really don't have
any recovery
there, can you risk
Pete
Hunter not
hitting? Hey, somebody's going to play there. You know, we'll have somebody play there. I think he has a chance. But if not, I think Powell, some one of those guys will do it. I think out of those three or four guys we have there, we have a chance to find somebody.
Right tackle. Do you see any changes like you do at center when
rotating? We're going to rotate those guys exactly the same as we're doing the centers.
Rogers.
Tucker, Collins, and Jacob Rogers. Mount Bowlers will be at left tackle with Flozo right now. I know Bowlers can what he can do over there if I have to use him.
You're listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How the talent has upgraded. Everything is the same for the most part in terms of the talent procurement process. Brian Brothers is still there. The GM is the same. The director of scouting is the same. The strength coach is the same. But, so what has changed in terms of upgrading the talent?
Here? What do we do differently? What has changed? Nothing's changed. We'll try to be...
You know, what has changed from the talent level that was, or how they went about it? Has it changed in terms of how you look at players or what you're looking for?
No. No, it hasn't. I just think we've had a lot better chance to develop some guys now. I think you'll see a lot more competition at the defensive tackle, defensive end spot. I think you see a lot more competition there, especially defensive tackle. I mean, we got six or seven guys that might play there. So I think we will do that. I think we're going to be more talented and deeper at tight end. I'm hoping that the receiver position, now I know I've got two good veteran receivers. I'm just hoping that some of these young guys like Antonio and some of them come along and you know, make it a position of strength. I think we've got more depth at quarterback. We're going to have more speed at running back.
Who do you like in the trifecta at Belmont today?
In the what?
The trifecta at Belmont today.
I've always been of the... I was telling a couple of players, I think that a judicious horse player needs to operate on the premise of you try to bet a little bit of money to win a lot. You don't try to bet a lot of money to win a little. Okay? So when a horse is 2 to 5, that means you have to bet a lot of money to win a little. I've never been one that was inclined to do that. I like to bet just a little to win a lot.
So you don't like Sparty Jones today?
No, I like him, but I don't like to race as a... I myself, if I were doing it, and I'm not today, okay, I'll tell you, I'm not going to play the race, but if I was trying to cash a ticket, I would try to figure out who was second, and I would try to play that horse with the best odds that I thought... I'd be looking for a place horse. Okay.
Bill, if from today to the opener against Minnesota, Quincy Carter loses the starting quarterback job, would that necessarily be a big disappointment to you?
I don't know what you mean by that. Would it be a disappointment? What do you mean, because somebody played better?
Well, my question would be, if Vinny...
That's how he'd lose his job. He didn't play well or somebody played better. So if it was somebody played better, then I don't think I could be disappointed in Quincy. If he did what the best he could do, but someone played better, no, I wouldn't be disappointed. If he didn't play well or up to his ability, then I'd be disappointed.
If that happened, do you think sitting right here, it would be more of a case of Vinny's success or Quincy's failure?
You know, I don't know. You're asking me crystal ball stuff here. I don't have it. I don't know what will happen.
How much improvement?
You guys are going to have a nice summer trying to figure it out.
How much improvement has he made chemistry-wise that Keyshawn
has? Well, I don't know about that either. You know? I just hope that the players here will accept new players in like they were accepted in. That's what I always tell them. Just think back when you came here. You know, you wanted to be accepted. So when new players come, you need to accept them.
How much has your infant shown you?
Excuse me?
How much has infant shown you since he's been here?
We'll find out. I mean, we just had one camp, rookie camp. He's been doing fine. He did a good job in the off-season program. We'll see. We'll see. I'm looking for Romo, too. I want to see what he does.
Boxing analogies to Vinny. If we say in the boxing thing, does Quincy come in as a champ and Vinny's got to throw the knockout punch, or these guys come in?
Okay, now this is for the 100th time. I'm going to go by what I see. If Quincy plays better, he's playing. If Vinny plays better, he's playing. If Hinson plays better, he's playing. If Romo plays better, he's playing. If Hutchinson plays better, he's playing. Okay? And that's the truth. Now, don't make it any different than that, because that is the absolute truth. I don't care. I'm rooting for all of them. All right? I just hope we have a good quarterback playing. So whoever plays the best is going to play. Well, if I wanted to evaluate all of them, it would seem, I would deem it appropriate to split some reps, wouldn't you? Or should I just let one guy stand over there and one guy take them all? Right? So, okay, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Obviously, we're going to split reps. Right, now, here's how we're going to do it for this camp, if you want to chronicle. Is that the word? Want to chronicle? Okay, each day, one guy's going to kind of be out of the team and 7-on-7. Okay, that doesn't mean he's out of practice, but he's out of the team and 7-on-7, and we're going to have a three-man kind of rotation in. The next day, someone else is going to be out. We'll have a three-man rotation in. Okay, that's how we're going to do it, for today and tomorrow and in the foreseeable future.
You're listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're going to split reps with all four equally, and not just the top two, or the various.
Yeah, four guys.
All four equally.
Yeah.
Who sits out for that?
Why would you not split reps with, this is June.
Okay.
How am I going to evaluate the players? I got to look at these guys.
Have you said how you're going to split in training games?
No, I haven't decided that yet, but I will.
Who sits out today, Bill?
Excuse me?
Who sits out today, the quarterback?
I don't know. I don't know who Sean decided to sit out. One of them. That's all I can tell you. I haven't even asked him. I just told him how I wanted to do it.
Was there any concern that bringing Vinny in might affect Quincy's confidence?
You know, you're asking, that's a fair question, it really is. But I cannot worry about things of that nature. I can't. I have to try to do what I think is the best to give my team a chance to win. So if someone's confidence is up or down, and I'm not saying that Quincy's is, because of certain things that happen, or if paranoia sets in, or if insecurity sets in, then that's the way it is. That's called professional football. You know, it's about competition. You know?
what conversation?
It's just like why I keep two drivers in my golf bag. Okay? Because if one isn't behaving, I want her to know that that other one's right there. Okay? So if she gets paranoid, it's okay with me. As long as she behaves. If she's behaving real well, then I put the other one in the trunk.
Well, I carry four.
Too many. Too heavy. But that's the truth. That's why I keep her there. Just to let that other one know she better behave.
Well, if the guy is Wilson, you ever done with Ian Wilson where he launched it into the woods?
I'm sorry, I'm deaf.
The driver?
What about?
You ever done with Ian Wilson number where he launched it into the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever?
No, I haven't.
Have you gotten out of him?
No, I don't. No, I don't abuse my equipment. No.
I was trying to ask you about, in your conversations with Quincy about bringing Vinny in, how have you perceived that he's reacting to this?
Well, I didn't have a formal conversation about it. I told you guys at the end of the season that we would try to improve at every position, and I told the players that, you know, we're going to try to do that, and I did tell Quincy there's going to be competition here, you know, and I think most of the good players I've ever had say, bring whoever you want. Yeah. That's the way they respond to it. Bring whoever you want, and we'll see what happens.
How do you expect Quincy to react to it? Do you expect him to come out fine?
I don't know. We'll see. He's certainly got a leg up on anybody here. He was the starting quarterback last year. You know, he's certainly going to get a fair chance to play. So, where it goes from there, who knows?
Is he one of those that said bring on to everyone?
I would hope he would be.
Oh, he didn't.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I just would hope he, mentally, that's what he would be. I hope.
Over Dave's career, would you term him the battlefield commander or the bus driver?
Well, he played. Look, I don't know the circumstances that surrounded him early in his career. I know he had a bad team in Tampa. He was young. He got thrown in there. I don't know what happened there. I know he got his team in the playoffs in Cleveland because I played against him when he was there. He did a very good job for me in New York. Did a very good job. A very unfortunate thing happened with his Achilles. You know, we were in good shape personnel-wise. We had a good team with a good attitude. And we had a little unfortunate thing there in 99. But he came back pretty well. But we were looking down the road there. That's why we drafted Pennington. I mean, so, you know, I know it's not forever. But he's a guy that I think you'll grow to admire in terms of his diligence and what he brings. And I'm just hoping that he can help these young players in whatever capacity, you know, that how this all unfolds. I really do. I hope he can. I think he will.
What's it say that former players want to play for you again?
Pardon me?
What's it say that former players want to play for you again?
Well, I think in this case, it doesn't have anything to do with wanting to play for me. I just think he knows he's going to get a chance to compete. I think he knows that. He's seen that, you know, over a period of time. So I think that's what probably he was looking for. You'd have to ask him that question. And I think that's really what he was looking for. I'm sure there's a couple other places he could have gone or stayed at the Jets and been in a different role. But here he thinks he'll have a chance to compete.
If Vinny weren't available, would you still try to go get a veteran quarterback, or would you just step out like this?
Now?
Yeah.
No, I'm done right now.
No, I mean, if Vinny weren't available, the Jets would release.
Oh, yeah, there was a chance that could happen. Yeah. It was a chance. We would have looking for a veteran. I told you that might be a possibility at the end of the season. We're maybe looking for, you know, for whatever. So we found Henson and we found him. Well, that's good.
So listening to the Bill Parcells press conference on Sports Radio 1310.
Well, let me just see him on the field first. But I think that there are a few, okay? Ready?
Good.
been the Bill Parcells press conference. The rant is next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. 18-year NFL veteran Vinny Testaverde is a Cowboy.
I would say you're getting a pretty good NFL quarterback here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the best way to describe it.
Can you say quarterback controversy?
I can't believe this club would start Testaverde over Carter. I just can't believe they would.
Cowboys camp just got... E-break.
Why am I getting nervous about hearing this?
I'm walking here the minute.
I'm anxious to see how this works.
Shut up!
God!
Thank you. So.
Wow, I guess we are doing the Rick show. We can't talk over here. Well, we're doing a talk
show. I'm trying to get this thing done. That's all.
Floor's yours, King.
You've been beating him down for the story for 24 hours. Now you won't let him tell it.
Well, we're doing a show here.
I don't think you guys understand what we do
fine.
Here.
Okay,
I think we all talk like we're all sitting around talking, okay? It's a talk show. People talk. We have questions. We have concerns. You can tell your story,
yeah,
but you can allow us to talk as well, right?
Right, but if we were...
This isn't class. We don't have to raise our hand to you, do we?
No, not at all. But if we were in a discussion at a table, I would say, hey, will you be quiet for a second? Do you want me to tell it? That's all.
Four's yours, King.
On the ticket.
Oh, baby.
What's the matter, Dan?
I'm just happy.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
Actual speeds may vary. Installation fees may apply. Call for pricing and service details. Visit MLB.TV for terms and conditions.
Live from the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill, Embassy Suites Hotel in Vine, Norm Hitzkus and B-Ball brother Skin go over the players and haters in this year's NBA Draft, Thursday, June 24th at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, now go.
All right. Do it over. It's 1140 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from JR's Custom Auto on 183, the south side, South Service Road on 183 east of O'Connor. And we're joined here at JR's Custom Auto by the hot sales girls. The hot sales girls. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is
Rhonda. Okay, we're already drinking.
All right.
What are you drinking there?
I'm drinking a Bacardio.
Is it supposed to sound that way, by the way? I don't know what he's saying. Okay. Your name was Rhonda, is that right?
Yes.
How old are you, Rhonda?
Oh, don't ask me that.
No, come on, answer. You must answer.
You what are you, 25?
I love you.
I love you. What's your comment?
31.
Wow, you have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what are you wearing, some sort of body glitter or something like that?
No, just lotion.
Oh, just lotion? You're 31, are you married?
No.
Ever been married?
Yes.
Getting close. Oh, my goodness. And any children?
No.
And how long were you married?
4 years.
Really? And
yeah.
What eventually broke that up?
He just decided he didn't want to be married.
He had someone else?
I don't know.
Do you think he did?
I don't know. I don't
possibly toss you aside.
I don't know.
Young queen you are. You know,
yeah.
You look like,
you know, you need to balance this out. Right? Okay.
You look like
you're gaining way too high on that.
You get that a lot?
I get it all the time.
Yeah, you look exactly like Ashley Judd.
Well, thank you. That's
very good.
Good.
That is coming. Now we're talking about jeans. My friend Dave Lane here, he's adopted, the one with the big nose.
Yep.
He says that a woman should not spend less than $150 for a pair of jeans because they don't look good on her.
Do these look good on me?
Yeah. You won.
I think I pay about $120,
$130. Okay. That's around Dave's range. So,
no,
so far, he's proving it nicely. What kind of jeans are they?
I think these are seven.
No, I mean, what kind of jeans is what I meant.
Huh?
What kind of jeans?
That's the name.
Brand?
That's the brand name.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's like a size. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything
really
about this.
Showing
now, is that your ass? Well, that's a stupid question. Obviously, it is.
Wait, ask her about her jeans.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
It's Haley.
Haley, and how old are you?
25.
25.
I was
going to
guess 20. It's like, you know.
Shut up.
What?
Hey, do you hear the love theme? We're about to get out here.
And how much were your jeans?
Mine were 130, 135.
Awesome. See,
dang it.
I won.
So Dave is correct.
Boyfriends, both of you?
I'm married.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
how long have you been married?
5 years in September.
Really? Holy good God.
Do you think your husband may be bi?
No.
Dang it.
Fair question.
What?
That's the closest you'll ever
boyfriend
get to her if he was.
Do I?
Kind of.
Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We're out.
Pittsburgh Saturday!
I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will have from noon to 6 today to discuss the Cowboys minicamp. We'll start things up at 12:15 as we visit with Cowboys linebacker Brady James. The Rangers are facing A-Rod and the Yankees again. We'll have updates all afternoon from New York. Indy 500 winner Buddy Rice joins us at 1:30, and we'll talk with Norm Hitzkiss at 5:20 about whether or not we have a new...
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger freedom. For her, for him. A new sounding fragrance.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
And printers and all-in-ones starting at $79 after a $20 mail-in rebate at your local CompUSA, Fry, and Micro Center.
Tom with Reliant Energy here. The Taj uses a boatload of electricity.
Yeah.
Becky, you like keeping your 3,000 square feet a little nippy, don't you?
Need a sweater?
No, thank you. Let's see. Plasma TV, recessed lighting, three dozen of that. Well, oh, heck, you could light a Little League stadium.
Wow, never thought of it that way. But
you could save serious money.
How's that?
You switch to Reliant Energy. Yeah, our price is lower than TXU, guaranteed.
Guaranteed is a pretty big word.
Well, we'll offer you locked-in savings for 12 months.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's easy to switch. You pick up the phone, you call, and you start saving on your first bill.
Wow.
Becky, do you always keep your curling irons plugged in?
You can never be too quiet, Tom.
Oh, okay. Over 180,000 homes and businesses in North Texas have already made the switch. Just think what the Todds will save. Call 1-866-RELIANCE or visit Reliant.com today to see how much you can save and to obtain information that will allow you to compare the price and terms of this product with other offers.
Savings compared to current THU energy price to beat is a $3,904. New residential customers only, cannot be combined with other offers. Offer not available in all areas. Subject to change without notice. Changes in law or regulatory charges could affect total bills. For 12-month plan, an early cancellation fee applies.
Welcome to Guess That Price, the car dealer game show where contestants look at the advertised price of a car, then guess the real price. I'm your host, Tom Shark. Now for our first question. If the advertised price of this Nissan Altima is $15,000, what's the real price?
$15,000.
Oh, sorry, Holly. No, the answer is $21,000.
How is that possible?
Well, you see, Holly, you forgot those extra charges not mentioned in the ad, like paint and fabric protection, air conditioning, pinstriping, wheel lock.
Hi, I'm Mike Corey, General Manager of Curtis & Nissan. Well, for 20 years, we've never used games to get your business. So the price you see is the price you pay. And this week only at Curtis & Nissan, take $4,000 off MSRP on the all-new 305-horsepower Nissan Armada and Titan, four-wheeler magazine truck of the year. We're going to sell 100 trucks this month, so come in and take advantage of this special offer. This week only at Curtis & Nissan, North Central at Campbell in Richardson.
Yes, you can.
This is an actual email sent to the National Fatherhood Initiative.
My father left when I was 2 months old, and I've never met him. I'm 16 now. And although I have written to him, he has cut off all communication with me. I don't understand what I could have done for him to hate me this much. Please, help me understand this.
Is somebody missing you?
A message from the Ad Council, the Texas Fatherhood Initiative, and the NFI.
When it all comes together, you get
finding good people when and where you need them is probably the toughest job in business today. That's why you need Adecco. Matching great people with great jobs is all we do. Office, industrial, and light industrial. At Adecco, we connect more people with more jobs than anyone else in the world. Temporary, contract, or full-time.
My name is Melanie Fulton, and this is what I want when I drive. I want the windows down and a cool breeze in my hair. I want to smell the wildflowers growing along the parkway before they get mowed away. I want to see my child in my mirror, safely tucked in the back seat. I want him to start telling me a joke and then giggle so much he can't even finish it. I want to get ice cream at the takeout window and for once get more of it in my mouth than on my hands. I want it to be Sunday afternoon every day.
We are all drivers. We are all human. That's why there's Exxon. Clean engine formula gasoline for fueling your ride. 93 Supreme for cars that may benefit from higher octane. Exxon maps to fuel the wanderlust of the soul. And pay at the pump with Express Pay. It'll all help you get back on the road sooner. Because that's where we belong. Isn't it? Exxon. The best way to get there.
County Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse at 817-332-6329. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Parcells says he has a plan. CarMax and PhilBill both bring you the ticker. Today is the first day of Cowboys minicamp, and he says he wants to get to work.
We're ready to go. Everybody's here. We have long meetings today, and we'll practice once today, practice twice tomorrow, twice on Monday.
You heard Parcells right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rangers play the Yankees today in the second game of their series at 3:05. John Lieber starts for the Yankees against Juan Dominguez for the Rangers. Buck Showalter says Dominguez is ready to make the start.
It's the right time for him to be where he is right now, especially with our injuries. But he's got a quality arm. And once he gets some of the anxiety out and the nervousness out, I think he's going to settle in and have a chance to be a good pitcher for us.
Buck talked to the Throwdown on Friday. And we have the chance for a triple crown today. Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes. And now he has a chance for the triple crown if he can take the Belmont Stakes this afternoon. He's the heavy favorite at 2-5 odds. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, will have the Belmont this afternoon starting at 5:30. Our next ticket ticker is at 12:10 with the great Tommy Daniels. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the radio station that proudly reminds you of when you were young and stupid.
All right. We are back for the final few seconds here of The Rant. We're at JR's Custom Auto. We are off 183 in O'Connor. We are on the, the south side.
South side, on the access road east of O'Connor.
Yeah, exactly. And today, at JR's Custom Auto, it's their, first annual bathing suit contest at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Up to $1,500 in prizes. You can register to win a, what does that say?
Overhead DVD system,
but it's some sort of 7 involved in there.
7-inch.
Oh, 7-inch overhead DVD video system, which is a $1,500 value as well. So come on out today. There's going to be ladies in bikinis at 3. And you can win the big DVD video system.
And Jesse Armstead is going to be here in minutes. He's going to sign autographs. He's also going to join Ticket Sports Saturday.
Right. So Jesse's he's not here yet?
He's
That's not
ride.
Him, number 29?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah. So Jesse will be here. Come out and visit him and come out and check out all the great things they have here at JR's Custom Auto. And unfortunately, we have to get out of here a little bit early because we have to make up some spot time because of the Bill Parcells press conference. But Jesse Armstead will be on with Kevin and Rich momentarily. Jesse will be here live from JR's Custom Auto, and Ticket Sports Saturday will be live from Ticket Sports Central. Dave?
Coming up next on The Ticket.
Thanks to everyone who was involved, especially JR's Custom Auto. Tasha, Kathleen,
They have barbecue out here, by the way, too.
Rhonda, Haley, we love you both. Come visit the very hot sales girls they have here at JR's Custom Auto.
They can sell you anything.
Yes, they can. Anything in the world they'll sell you. At a reasonable price, right?
You don't even need it.
No.
You can buy it because they're so hot.
Right. We love you, Gordon. I don't know where you are, but...
He's making his future doo-doo into...
What?
He's making his future doo-doo into former food.
Oh, dear. Well, that's too bad. Dave, thank you, and it's been nice working with you.
Yeah, pleasure.
All right. Goodbye.
Have fun watching the Belmont today.
Here's the ticket.
Win a trip for two to the 2005 Masters in Augusta. Make a hole-in-one and win your choice of a trip to the World Series, U.S. Open, or NBA Finals. It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket 2004 Masters Challenge Golf Tournament. Friday, June 18th at Chase Oaks Golf Club in Plano. Call 214-691-9476 and sign up today. $150 gets you green peas, a cart, range balls, and lunch. Plus, all proceeds benefit the US2 National Prostate Cancer Support Fund. Call 214-691-9476 now. It's the Masters Challenge Golf Tournament from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, cleanest of P1, Skin here, and I am at Lone Star Park. And everyone is very excited about the Belmont. That's right. Belmont is jumping off today, and we want you to come out here and get down with it and get down with the ticket. There's all sorts of reasons to be out here. Chipotle gift certificates, tickets to Eric Clapton, and there's horse racing. What more could you want? Come on out here. See Skin. Zeb is here. He's very excited. He's bowed up. A lot of activity. Come on.
E-Brake Classics.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now, Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
That's right, Dick. I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Well, Fernando, what are the standings?
Boy, I'll tell you what. He is the Yankees of E-Brake. Norm, in just over 6 months, has 7. He is now in second place, only one behind Gen X Davey Lane.
Wow. Man, that's impressive.
He is Derek Jeter.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
$250,000 SeaWorld San Antonio. And don't worry, you'll get the lingo down in no time. Hop aboard the all-new Shamu Express, coming this spring to Shamu's Happy Harbor. Enjoy your child's first coaster together as you zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
This is the ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
1201 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon. I'm Rich Phillips.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Scott.
And we are here for Ticket Sports Saturday with you until 5:30 today, because at 5:30 we will take you to live coverage of the Belmont. We will find out if, indeed, finally a horse can make it through and win the Triple Crown. Each of the last 2 years, with Funny Sign and War Emblem, they've won the first two legs of the Triple Crown, but came up short in the Belmont. But we will find out later today if it's finally going to happen that we will have a Triple Crown winner. And at 5:30, we'll take you to that live here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Cowboys linebacker Brady James. But right now, we're going to talk to another NFL linebacker, who people around here know a lot about, former Carter High School linebacker as well. It's Jesse Armstead, who joins us from JR's Custom Auto in Irving. Jesse, we appreciate the time today. And what, are you here for a Cowboy minicamp too or something?
Yeah, to keep an eye on them. That's what I'm here for.
All right, so after finishing up your second year in Washington last year, you're going to be with Carolina this season?
Yeah, I'm with my old coach, Coach John Fox. And I played with him for 6 years, and it's good to be back with him.
It's got to be nice knowing that you're going to a team that's really established itself. Obviously, they went to the Super Bowl. Things didn't go so well in Washington. What's the feeling like going to a team that you know can contend?
Well, it's not so much about the players. It's so much about the organization and the coaching staff. It's a solid coaching staff, a solid organization, and that's the key part if you want to be a winner. There's so many great athletes in the league, and you need a solid organization and a coaching staff.
Talking to Jesse Armstead, now linebacker with the Carolina Panthers, joining us today out at JR Custom Auto in Irving, where you can go out and see him as well today. And, man, going into your 12th year of the NFL, how much longer do you think you got at this?
The one thing about it, you know, as long as I can go out there and run and make plays, I want to keep playing. The day I feel like I'm slacking off of that in that situation, then it's time for me to hang my cleats up.
Hey, you know, the Cowboys just signed Vinny Testaverde, and they brought him here with the promise that he would be able to compete for a job. Was there any discussions with the Panthers about...